Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. With us on the phone from Mendocino Coast Clinics is Lucrecia Renteria, who managed to make it back after being snowed in at South Lake Tahoe. We're glad you made it. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm glad to be back.
So new isolation orders to talk about, as well as the vaccines and boosters.
Yes. So we are seeing a surge across the county, but even here in our community, you know, we thought that we would see one in January after holidays and then different gatherings. And we definitely see some investigations around some outbreaks happening and the surge in these cases. And especially if we have Omicron here, it is very, very contagious. So I wanted to remind everybody that there is an indoor masking mandate across the state of California. This isn't only Mendocino County. The entire state has gone into a masking mandate for indoor activities. So please, please be vigilant about wearing your mask over your nose and your mouth. And please be compliant, because this variant is so contagious that it is just passing from person to person very, very quickly. And we are seeing a lot more infection of our children with the virus based on just how contagious this new variant is. And then to remind people that if you haven't gotten vaccinated at all, we have first and second doses. We have a fair amount of people who haven't received their second dose. So we have first and second doses that you can get Tuesdays in the tent from 3 to 6. You do not need an appointment. Just drive through. Follow our traffic flow. The city is helping us maintain traffic control so that we don't back up into the streets and create traffic hazards. And then we have boosters for 16-year-olds and over available if it's been at least 5 months after your second vaccine or 2 months after your Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And those are also available on Tuesdays under the tent. So I encourage you to come in for your booster if you haven't done so already. The 12 to 15-year-old boosters are still pending. We don't have that order ready to be able to start giving those, but as soon as that is authorized by our public health officer, we'll be doing those on Tuesdays under the tent also. So we will announce it on our Facebook page. I'll announce it on this radio show. We'll have it on our website. Look out for any kind of announcement around that once the 12-year-old boosters are approved. For 5 to 11-year-old vaccinations, we're actually doing special events. Those are a specific dosage that is different than the 12 and over Pfizer vaccines. 5 to 11, again, is only approved by the Pfizer vaccine. And so we will be announcing special events for that. If you have not had your 5 to 11-year-old vaccinated, or your child just turned 5 and now you want them vaccinated, you can also call our pediatric practice and be put on a waiting list, and then we know that we have enough people to open up a clinic and do an event that either there at the office or here through the tent. So our number there is 964-5696. Our main clinic number, if you have trouble getting through that line, is 964-1251. And then there is a change as of yesterday to the isolation orders. There's an addition to it. So you do isolate. Anyone who tests positive, regardless of your vaccine status, would go into isolation. Any of your close contacts would go into what's called quarantine. But the isolation orders are for 10 days after the date of the sample collection of your positive test. Now, if you want to test out of isolation prior to those 10 days, you wait 5 days, take an antigen test on day 5 or after, and if it is negative, then you can leave isolation. So if on day 5 it isn't negative, you still get a positive, you can test again on day 6 or 7 and try to see when you get a negative test so that you can leave isolation prior to the 10 days. We have testing 5 days a week. We can do that for you. We do prefer an appointment, but we do also do walk-up or drive-up testing. We prefer in your car, because you have to wait the 15 minutes and it's getting cold and it can be raining out here. So come by Mendocino Coast Clinics and we can do an antigen test for you. It's easier for you if you make an appointment. There's a little less wait, but if you just find yourself with availability, which you should be home isolating anyway, but you find yourself with availability to come, don't hesitate to come and get that test at or after day 5 of your isolation period to see if you could be released from isolation at that time.
Obviously, the holidays are over and Mendocino Coast Clinics is back in full operation, to say the least. Thanks, Lucretia, for being with us this morning on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.